what's the best way to drive traffic to a convenience store? His
Dude, TV on the phone. So we talked about this yesterday, and I'll just do it real briefly. So you just want to make little video commercials for the convenience store itself. Doesn't have to be fancy, literally shoot it with your phone. And then you come over here. This is why I had that specific address typed into one of the campaigns. We come up in her and we say, get out of there. Change your location targeting. Say here, what's, I'll just come up with a random address. I always use 1900 Collins Avenue in Miami, which apparently is a real address, right? So let's say that's the address of your convenience store. And it's unlikely that people that are farther than, like, let's say 5 miles, probably, because there's probably a closer one, Damn it. Facebook, don't give me problems. Cool. All right. So we got everybody there, and really anybody or a convenience store, you just want people. So any age, I wouldn't do any demographic segmentation at all. And then you just shoot a cheap, like, 30-second ad or whatever. Hey, over here in the neighborhood 7-Eleven on the corner of Collins and, I don't know, Monkey Street. We got Slim Jims too for $1. Come on down and see us. Plus, we got this, that, and the other. Come on down and see us. And like, I wouldn't even have a damn link in there. And what you're getting with that is the power of a television commercial for fractions of pennies on the dollar. So that's a campaign you would set the video views objective, not conversion, right? So you would do it at this campaign level. And I know it's kind of beyond what we are normally covering, but this just works so well for brick and mortar. It's ridiculous. So when creating the campaign, here, let me just start from scratch. You would go for that video views. That would be your objective. It's gonna be so freaking cheap. And essentially what you want to do is just do that a lot and saturate that neighborhood. And you're going to be on Facebook and Instagram, assuming you keep the video under 2 minutes. You don't have to be in it if you don't want to. You could use something like promo.com to make it. I'm testing a lot of ads using promo.com videos that don't even have me in them. But you're just going to spread that ad message out there so effectively and so cheap that you'll do quite well. Only challenge is real hard to quantify. Like you don't get to hit refresh and see how many people came into the store here. They do have a conversion objective, which is an in-store visit, but the tech is a little shaky on that. So I wouldn't really use it. So you got to use something called Redneck Analytics. So if it's your store, you use Redneck Analytics, which is to be like, okay, this week I'm not running the ads. I'm going to count how many people came in the store every day. It's just foot traffic. Next week I'm going to run the ads. I'm going to count how many people come in the store. Did I get more this week with the ads than I did last week without the ads? If yes, ads working. That's Redneck Analytics. And that is like as dumb and simple as it sounds. Nobody teaches it, probably because it's real hard to spend a lot of money to teach that. It's like, that's all you got to do. It's like, okay, part one, 5 minutes later. Thank you for taking this course. Goodbye. But it works like a charm, man. Power of TV, but on the phone.